Good morning. I'm happy to be here, and I hope you are too. Say to yourself, I'm happy I'm here. Why? Because we're in the presence of the Lord God Almighty. We have come to worship Him and praise His holy name. Our God is a God of love. He loves us, and He is worthy of all our praise. Amen. It was good to see new shepherds being installed. It shows we're growing, we're pushing forward into the future. And let me tell you a couple of things I noticed. I have never seen so many sport coats on in my life in this church. Second thing I noticed, Les and I just went from 6 bosses to 11 bosses. Do you know what a peace broker is? A negotiator, a mediator, an arbitrator is someone who facilitates agreements to end conflict and bring about peace. Have you ever realized how fragile peace and unity can be? Have you ever lost a best friend? I remember when my mother passed, I guess about 17 years ago now, all the family was together one night, and I wound up sitting in the floor by my sister, my oldest sister, my favorite sister. But we hadn't spoken in 10 years. We had a silly argument, and we hadn't spoken. And I remember thinking, how did we ever get here? And is there any way we can get back to where we were? That may be you today. Maybe you lost a best friend suddenly. Maybe your marriage has hit a wall. Maybe you have a child who is pulled away. Maybe you have brothers or sisters you haven't spoken to in years also. Maybe there's a bruised relationship in the congregation. What are we to do? You know, we don't ask for conflict, but our lives are messy, and wounds do not heal themselves. As I sat by my sister, oh, we weren't yelling at one another. One of us didn't get up and walk out and slam the door. We weren't shooting darts with our eyes. As I sat there by my sister, God whispered something to me that I did not want to hear. He said, you can sit there and wait for her to fix it, or you can make the first move. And then I realized how peacemaking seems unfair at first. I'm not the one who needs to make the first move. She does. I'm not the one who needs to apologize. She does. If I make the first move, then it's going to cost me my pride. And as I'm sitting there, all of a sudden I think, well, that's what Jesus did for me. He didn't wait for me to come to Him. He didn't wait for me to apologize. He didn't wait for me to get my act together. He moved first. He brought peace. He built a bridge. And then Jesus' words hit me so firmly. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Let's notice the definition of a peacemaker. The Greek word simply means to make peace. It's one who seeks to end contentions between others, seeks to end strife, seeks to end wars, seeks to end hostilities in families, seeks to end hostilities between neighbors. And peacemaker is not only concerned about making peace between man and man, but more importantly, between man and God. If I'm going to be a peacemaker, I have to put a positive, active move into place to try to resolve the issue. Well, are there qualities for a peacemaker? Well, let's notice two. First, sanctity or purity. And the other is sacrifice. Well, we talk about sanctity and being a peacemaker. That means we have to be right with God first. We have to be pure and holy in His sight. We have to be walking faithfully before Him if we're going to be a peacemaker. And the second is sacrifice. You know, to be a peacemaker, it's going to cost you something. Whether it's your pride, your reputation, your hurt feelings. But there are qualities of a peacemaker that are going to go into place, that have to occur, and I have to be the one making the positive move to make them occur. Well, are there examples of peacemakers in the Bible? Let's turn to Genesis chapter 23. Genesis chapter 13. Genesis chapter 13. And I want us to talk just a little bit about Abraham. Remember, Abraham was called from Ur of the Chaldees to follow God to the land of Canaan. And he brought his nephew Lot with him. Well, by the time we get to chapter 13, Abraham and Lot have grown very rich. And they have tremendous flocks and herds. So much so that their herdsmen started fighting between one another. And Abraham stepped in to be the peacemaker. Let's begin reading in verse 8 to see what Abraham did. Then Abram said to Lot, "Let there be no strife between you and me, and between your herdsmen and my herdsmen, for we are kinsmen. Is not the whole land before you? Separate yourself from me. If you turn to the left, then I will go to the right. If you take the right hand, then I will go to the left." And Lot lifted up his eyes and saw that the Jordan Valley was well watered everywhere, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt in the direction of Soar. Now this was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose for himself all the Jordan Valley, and Lot journeyed east. Thus they separated from each other. Abram settled in the land of Canaan, while Lot settled among the cities of the valley and moved his tent to first as far as Sodom. Now, how was Abraham the peacemaker? Well, first, he stayed pure and right with God and dealt only with the facts. He made sure he stuck to the truth of what was going on. And second, he sacrificed. He let Lot choose first. Well, Abraham should have got to choose first. He was the oldest. He was the leader. He was the man with God's promises. But he let Lot choose. And it cost Abraham greatly. He lost the best land in the whole area. But he thought relationship was more important than being right. Let's talk a little bit about Abigail. Do you remember her husband's name was Nabal? And Nabal refused to treated David's men so rudely that David declared blood vengeance upon them. And when Abigail heard what David planned on doing, she quickly got together a whole lot of food. She took them to David. She bowed herself humbly before him and pleaded for mercy. She purity acknowledged the failures and evilness of her husband. She humbled herself. Did it cost her? The tremendous amount of food she took to them cost greatly. But she was the peacemaker. What about Jesus? Jesus is our greatest example of peacemaker in all Scripture. While he hung on the cross, he was healing, saying, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Question, can I be a peacemaker? First, is my life right with God? Am I walking holy as He is holy? Am I striving to keep Him first above all else? And second, am I willing to sacrifice? Am I willing to sacrifice to come back and have peace? It's going to cost me something. Do I even care enough to try to be a peacemaker? That is what Jesus calls us to do. That is what is blessed and holy in His sight. Can I be a peacemaker? Can I take the first step? Can I move first? Although you're convinced in your mind they need to be the first ones to apologize. Can I take that first step just like Jesus did? Well, what's the reward if I do? The reward is they shall be called sons of God. When I'm a peacemaker, I'm known as a son or a daughter of the Lord God Almighty. And the blessing is limited to those who are willing to do so. The blessing of being called sons and daughters of God. Would you pray with me, please? Lord, make us peacemakers. Give us the courage to pay the cost, the compassion to bring healing, and the character to reflect your heart. Where there is brokenness, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is distance, help us build bridges. Where there is hurt, let us bring healing. Shape us into sons and daughters who look just like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Maybe you need to make peace with God today. If you're a Christian and you have sin in your life, do you need to repent and seek God's forgiveness through prayer? Maybe you're here today and you're not a Christian. You're ready to be baptized into Christ Jesus our Lord. We have waters ready, garments you can change into. If you need to make your life right with God today, Jesus is calling. Would you please respond to the front as we stand and sing?